This feature, Clare Women in Business, is funded by Cumasun na mBan with a television license fee.
Welcome to this week's episode of Clare Women in Business on Clare FM. Aoife Lenehan is from Ennis and works as a freelance marketing consultant. Along with her photographer husband, Gary Collins, Aoife is also co-founder of Ennis-based Sheer Photography. Aoife's career to date includes experience in both academia and industry, unified by her keen interest in all matters digital. She holds a PhD in digital media and applied linguistics and worked as a lecturer and researcher at the University of Limerick.
I am from Rosslevin. I grew up here, although originally I spent the first couple of years of my life in Scariff, and I suppose all the family are from East Clare, where my dad is from. I'm, the product of East Clare, O'Callaghan's Mills, my dad Dan, and Breeda then, who is from Rosscarbery in beautiful West Cork. So I spend a good bit of time in West Cork still have plenty of my family down there. I grew up here in Rosslevin. I can remember all the building and the developments going on here in the late 80s and early 90s. I went to primary school then in the road in the Holy Family. Very happy there. Spent a good bit of time in the classroom, but also plenty of time playing camogie, football, quiz teams, music with Mrs. Duggan, fiddle with Mr. Custy as he was back then. The full experience. And then I actually went out to East Clare, back to Tulla Secondary School, St. Joseph's, and I did my secondary education there. And I also actually came into Flannan's for a year. I actually repeated the Leaving Cert. Would you believe the first time I did the Leaving Cert, I was just 16 years of age. So I decided another year in secondary school wouldn't do myself any harm, which was very true. And I had a great time in Flannan's.
Were you looking very far ahead then, Aoife, to what you might do in the future?
Oh God, I really wasn't. I think maybe I was so young, I found it very hard to fill out the CEO. I still remember it as a process. And, you know, I went to career guidance people and, you know, spoke to plenty of people. And I think really the first time I did the Leaving Cert, you know, I got on well, but I don't think socially or kind of personally I would have been ready to go. So I think the extra year stood to me. And in that time then a new course had come around in UL, in the University of Limerick, and it was called New Media and English. We'd probably call it digital media now, but I actually took on that course then and it really, really suited me. I was the second intake of that course. I suppose I was keen to kind of get into the media side of things now, Pat. I probably, you know, I wanted to be a journalist, I think, first of all. I had looked at journalism in DIT at one point as well, but I went down the New Media and English route. And then I suppose my kind of career journey kind of just followed on from there. I think I'm still kind of following it today, to be quite honest. My kind of next step after UL, kind of, it all comes from my final year project, which is kind of, I suppose, a mini thesis, or kind of, I think it's worth two modules. And it's a research project. And I did a project, God, I can't think of the title of it now, but it was to do with radio and the Irish language in Ireland. And I would have had a supervisor for that, a member of staff. And I did the research project, had to be done. It was part of the course, and it's a big part of your final year in kind of your undergrad cycle in UL. And, you know, when it was all done and dusted, my supervisor, Dr. Helen Kelly Holmes, she looked at me and she said, you know, you seem to be quite good at this research thing. And I was like, oh, all right, okay. She was like, you can actually get jobs in this. We can fund people to do this, you know, would it be of any interest to you? And I suppose we were at 2008 at that point, and things were maybe looking a little questionable for somebody coming out with a Bachelor of Arts, I think, in anything at that point in time. And I just really enjoyed doing the research project. I'd gone up, I'd met representatives from the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland as part of it, and I'd really enjoyed putting it all together. I think it was maybe like 13,000 words or something like that, and I just really enjoyed it. And over that summer then, when I finished my degree, I stayed on as kind of an ad hoc research assistant for my supervisor, and she kind of guided me through applying for research funding. And this research funding was to look at the Irish language, but to look at it in new media, as we would call it then, digital media as it is now. And I got the funding, so I ended up not leaving UL, and I started again on the PhD track that September. September. I think at one point I thought I had only applied for a master's, but I had actually applied for the full PhD. I was really lucky. It was a structured PhD. It was kind of similar to the US style, how they do PhDs. We were a bit of a pilot. So there was a group of us. There was 10 to 12 of us, I think. And we were all doing vastly different subjects, vastly different disciplines. But yeah, we started off that September of 2008. I kind of went from there, eventually finished the PhD. Should have taken 4 years, took 5 years for a finish. I think I spent the last 6 months writing the conclusion chapter. It's very hard to get that out of the way. I also, in the middle of that, was teaching as part of UL. That's what you do when you're doing a PhD. I was teaching in kind of media studies, cultural studies, communication, a little bit on writing, new media and digital media, of course. And I wisely took on a specialist diploma in teaching, learning and scholarship as well while I was teaching. That's kind of, I suppose, heading in the direction of a qualification for teaching at third level. And that kind of brought me up to 2013 when I finally finished the PhD and submitted it. And yeah, that was a journey in itself. So yeah, my qualification journey kind of continued. You know, I never left UL until kind of 2013. And even then, I still didn't leave it.
And was that because you knew that these extra qualifications or experience would stand to you in what you hope to do down the road? Or were you even looking that far ahead?
Honestly, I don't think I was looking that far ahead. I never would have had a goal, you know, kind of set down that I would like to do a PhD. Maybe in the back of my head, I thought that I might, you know, get involved in kind of the research side of things, but I kind of thought about it as something I might do when I was older, maybe when I was retired. Whereas, you know, that one suggestion from my supervisor, it was a little bit accidental, but with hindsight, not at all. You know, things really did work out as they did. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed kind of working by myself on the research side of things. And then I certainly didn't set out to be a teacher, but I really enjoyed the teaching and the lecturing and the tutorials that I did in UL. So I got to kind of, you know, have a bit of people time and have a little bit of working individually time. And, you know, it really gave me a lot of skills in terms of being focused and looking after your own workload and time management. And then, you know, some very good people skills, because I really had to, you know, work and teach with a lot of different people from really diverse backgrounds. So it was really interesting and I just kept enjoying it. So the journey kind of kept going. I still actually do a little bit of lecturing and training. I actually teach for UCD Professional Academy now, but I actually am now on the marketing side of things. So I look after a couple of groups for them a year in their 12-week Introduction to Digital Marketing course. That's really interesting because it's all kind of professional people looking to upskill or small business owners looking to upskill. So really diverse, but everybody's there on a Tuesday evening as we are at the moment to, you know, kind of better themselves and kind of better their career prospects in that way by getting another qualification for themselves. And I still do kind of ad hoc kind of training pieces for kind of individual companies, mainly always for small business owners, interestingly enough. So yeah, I teach for UCD kind of regularly, and there before Christmas I ended up in Google in Dublin doing some of the training courses for the You Are the Business initiative, and that was run by Google Ireland, the local enterprise offices, and Enterprise Ireland. And it was worlds apart from my days in UL. There was a microphone like you have on me now, Pat, and there was people to run my slides for me and play music as I walked onto the stage. So I still dabble. And it was a nice return to face-to-face lecturing, yeah, actually, for me after the pandemic. It had been years since I had spoke to people in a room. So yeah, I'll probably continue doing that. I'll always have that little leaning towards the research and the lecturing side of things, I think.
Did it ever occur to you during your school days or your college days that you might work for yourself eventually, or was your mindset on getting a job?
I think the mindset was on getting a job, but with the value of hindsight, I think, you know, it wasn't kind of discouraged either. I think everybody kind of thinks about a job. I don't know if entrepreneurship, maybe it's different now, it is a long time since I finished school, but I did do the business subjects. I did business and I did accounting, and I always had a leaning that way. They came, you know, relatively easy, well, easy-ish to me, I have to say. But I probably thought about things in terms of getting a job. Now with the value of hindsight, I suppose self-employment, there's a few businesses in my family. You know, my late uncle was a builder. My other uncle worked with him as well. I have another uncle who's involved in kind of the construction side of things from the farming business. Like, two of my first cousins also have their own businesses. So I think while I maybe thought of a job, you know, I think it's no accident really that, you know, I ended up kind of in self-employment either. And I think maybe in a sense, sense the PhD kind of prepared me for that. You're working by yourself, you're managing your own time, your own workload, and it really is down to you whether it's successful or not. You do have the support of a supervisor, but it really is up to yourself whether the work gets done and the PhD gets completed. You know, the kind of running joke in a sense is, you know, what's the best kind of PhD to have? And it's a completed one, it's a finished one, because unfortunately a lot of people undertake them and they never get finished, and that's terrible when that happens, but it's very much up to yourself. Yeah, I think I always thought I'd get a job. I did always say that I didn't want an office job. My dad is an electrician, my mum would have been a telephonist with Telecom Éireann, and for some reason I think I always had it in my head that I didn't want to be in an office full time. So I think, yeah, the self-employed life definitely suits me. Maybe a lot of it is with the value of hindsight,
of course. Yeah. You're juggling a few things because you have Sheer Photography with your husband, Gary.
Yes.
But what else are you doing? You have your own work as well, aside from that.
Yeah, kind of probably about a day a week or kind of a couple of days in the month. I do just operate as myself under my own name. I mentioned earlier the teaching with the UCD Professional Academy forms a big part of that. I'm also on the mentor panels with the local enterprise offices in Galway and with Clare, and I really, really enjoy that work. You're just there as a business owner who is typically a little bit further down the journey of having a business. You're not there, you know, as an expert who knows everything. I'd certainly never say that myself, but you're just there to have kind of a chat and to share your experience and your insights with, you know, another business owner at whatever stage they are. It's really, really enjoyable work. I love to do it, and I'm really glad to be on the panels for Clare and Galway. And then I do kind of ad hoc, you know, kind of one-off training for people. I mentioned being up in Google earlier, that kind of work, and, you know, kind of one-to-one consulting for privately and things like that for people.
So that's one side of your business life, your work life, is your mentorship and training and advising people. But Sheer Photography, it seems obvious now, but what do you do?
Yeah, well, like I said, a company I run with my husband Gary, he's a photographer, so we sell all his original landscape photography of Clare. So we sell it as prints, notebooks, postcards, all that kind of thing. And we actually do the majority of the manufacturing ourselves. Inside in the studio there's a couple of printers. We get our frames from West Cork and our packaging from other suppliers all around Ireland. So yeah, we print, package, frame and sell direct online on our website, and we sell into shops across Ireland as well, and we have a few in the States. And we're very grateful to, you know, be involved recently in the Champion Green campaign, the latest iteration of it, which is a digital pop-up shop. So we're lucky to be part of the brands that are offered in the Kilkenny Design Shop in Ennis, and this digital pop-up then takes that online. So there's 11 businesses, I think, picked out and showcased on the Champion Green digital pop-up, and yeah, we're one of those.
Did you face any difficulties with setting up either of your businesses?
In one sense, I think the biggest difficulty is feeling the fear and kind of doing it anyway. I suppose the first business in the house, you mentioned my husband Gary there, and he set up as a photographer, would you believe, 10 years ago. So that company is still functioning, and Gary looks after that himself in the day-to-day business. And, you know, we had a conversation one time that about, you know, when we were making the call for Gary to leave his, you know, accounting job first, and in one sense we were possibly a little bit naive, and we were like, that's probably a good thing, because I think if we had been fully tuned in, we might not have taken the leap for the decision for him to, that it was okay to leave the accounting job. So I think, yeah, kind of feeling the fear is probably the biggest thing. You know, outside of that, then it can be a lot of the practicalities, you know, finance, space, location, that kind of thing. Was at the moment we're kind of working from a studio we have at home and things like that, so we were very lucky that we had the space to do that. But like the first business, when that started, we were renting, you know, and I remember the day we moved here, we were like, where did we keep all of this stuff?
Yeah.
I suppose we were pretty self-reliant, I think, given that we had both diverse backgrounds, and I would have, you know, been a little bit involved in Gary when he set up his own business initially. I think with Sheer then, in it was a little bit of kind of the passion piece. Like I said, Gary's kind of officially a photographer, you know, 10 years next month, but like Sheer is only around since November 2019. But as an idea, it was knocking around for a long time. And I suppose I felt the more kind of knowledge I gained in the marketing side of things, I realised that it could be its own business and it could be its own kind of like enterprise. So I think that kind of stood to us. So yeah, I think setting up Sheer was a little bit safer in a sense, and then setting up my own kind of work was again a little bit safer and a little bit less scary. So yeah, I think you can have a lot of the qualifications, but you do need to have a bit of confidence, and then, you know, have some of the practicalities met as well in terms of finance and space and all that kind of thing.
Is that tough going out there, putting yourselves out there and getting space for what you're producing?
Yes, absolutely. Neither of us had any kind of experience in retail before we kind of went out there either. So I think in any small business though, you just have to kind of go for it and learn as you go. And I think we'll always be learning. But yeah, absolutely. Reaching out to shops and trying to pitch for a spot on their shelf, or with us, it's a space on the wall a lot of the times. Yeah, it can be a bit of a challenge to do, but we're getting used to it, you know, getting used to putting ourselves out there. Yeah, hopefully it'll continue and we'll develop even further.
That was freelance marketing consultant and co-founder of Sheer Photography, Aoife Lenehan. Next week, we'll meet HR and business consultant Elaine Ryan.
This feature, Clare Women in Business, is funded by Cumashun Naman with a television license fee.